All right, we try to finish what we started yesterday. The trei v'trei, the question of when you have trei v'trei, any rayus, some rayus, different rayus, whether they can help either side of the trei v'trei, and we call that the nidayin if kisnu or kalesnu hudani. What I'd like to do is try to be misadir it so that we could sort of get a picture of the whole thing and try as best as we could to see how the sheet this line up. So what I'm going to do is try to put on the board the different cases that we're going to have in case of trei v'trei. So far we have three questions yesterday. Trei v'trei, we dealt with the question if Avigu helps, if Shmua helps, and if Simonim helps. Now the question is trei v'trei if one side has Avigu. So we said that the machlokes is two shittos and taisos. Right? So we just call it, I want to make a list of those who held it helps, those who held it doesn't help. Now in our language, if you hold it helps, we're calling it commander less than hudani. There's no rayus, so therefore it helps. And commander isnu means that it doesn't help. So in the Migu, we have the two turrets in the Tosis. So we have the Tosis first turret and Tosis the second turret. Two shittos in Tosis. Then we spoke about Shua. The Shua works. There, the Shach says that it helps. So, and it says, I think that was Pezayin. So it didn't help. So we had there, like the Shach and Tzais. The third thing we spoke about is Simonim. And again, it was the Shach who said that Simonim worked by trei v'trei. Two ways to say it's his Aveda, two say it's his, yes, Simonim. And the other one was there within the Sinus. That was the Reish Hamazayim. So we had yesterday three shilas that were, each of them was a machlokes. In other words, you can entertain each side of the. Now we could say this case is different, that case is different, the third case is different, but if we're starting to see that there are two mahalchim in general, I think we have to assume that it's a real machlokes if isnahu or lesnu. Shmaitza and Shmaitza Vav Perakov Veis clears if Rive helps in a case of trei v'trei. And his Shaila is in the following case. He says, two Eidim say an animal was a treifa, and two Eidim say the animal was not a treifa. Now, the case is a treifus with which it was born. There's no chazaka de meikara. I think he says two Eidim say there was a yeseres, there was something extra, let's say two hearts, or two livers, which make the animal treif. There's a rule in treifus, yes or kadotulani. Anytime an animal has an extra of something, it has the same din as if it was missing that. So it's two hearts, it's the same din as missing a heart. Two lungs is if it's everybody has two lungs. Two livers, it's as if it's missing one. So two Eidim said it's treif. Two Eidim said it's not treif. So the Shmaitz's question is whether we go basar roiv. There's no chazaka because this is a treifus with which the animal was born. So there's no cheskes haguf. If two would say it had a hole in the lung, and two would say it didn't have a hole in the lung. So cheskes haguf to meikara kapaskenais. But if two eidim say that there was a yeseres, two eidim say there was not, there is no chazaka to meikara. But we do have a cloud that roiv behemos ainam treifus. We have a rule that most animals are not treif. We know we drink milk. How do we drink milk? Maybe the cow is treif. We rely on roiv. Roiv animals, we have the Kabbalah, roiv animals ainam treifus. You see, most animals don't die the same in the first year. Right behemis Adam Treifus. So there's a right. So the Shmaitz's suffix is whether we could say to go bus arrive in a situation of treva trev. Could we say that the animal is kosher? Because Ruba Chazaka Ruba Adif. If you go bus a Chazaka, you should go bus arrive. What's the answer? Good. The Shmaitza says that you cannot go bus arrive. Right, the Shmaitza and the Ketzais are the same person. Ketzais spells out clearly in Pei Zayin that Trey, the Trey is Isnuhu and Raiyas don't help. And therefore, the Ketzais, the Shmaitza, Pafafes, says that Raiv does not paskenize. It's a Safik Daraisa, if the animals are Trey for that. And Raiv does not paskenize in cases of Trey to Trey. So here, everyone holds like deraisa. There's no chazaka; it's a real safik, and therefore it's a safik deraisa l'chumra. And if you read the Shmaitz, he says like Tosis above a Basra Laman Aleph. Tosis said a migu doesn't help by trey v'trey. So the Tosis says who adin arrived doesn't help by trey v'trey. So we're going to come back to the Shmaitz in a minute, but it's very consistent with Shitasai. That it doesn't help. That's case number four. Three on the board, now you have Rav. I'm going to tell you a fourth case, and then we'll go back to the third. We'll see why. The fourth Shaila is if I lend you money. And we set a day of payment, let's say for a year from now. I lend you money, pay you in a year. The two eidim come and say that you paid tesmanai. Two eidim come and say you didn't pay tesmanai, you didn't pay at all. Forget the case. Trey v'trey. Two eidim say someone paid early. And two eidim say that he did not pay early. That's a shaila. Shaila is a chazaka in adam pereya tersmana. The first parak above the basra, pay him in base. Something like that. Chazaka in adam pereya tersmana, v'halavai shifr bismana. State the Gemara. People borrow money, oh, he pays early. V'halavai, they should pay bisman. If people don't pay early. Some people who pay early, but they're not people. Now, you all realize this chazaka ein odan peret hazmanai is not a chazaka de beikara. It's an umdin. It's a logical point that we see in the world chazaka ein odan peret hazmanai. People don't pay early. So, the question is, when you have trey v'trey, do you say, this chazaka, the chazaka in odem peret hazmanai? Or not? I think at the end of the day, that's what everything's going to depend on. How chazaka the meikara works, is it because we're not doing anything? Yeah. The confusing end of Shia yesterday was really heading in that direction by an aid. I don't want to get confused at the beginning of Shia, but. So Chazaka in other Pretes Manai, the same Shmaitze Bav Chav Beis, so Chazaka in other Pretes Manai does not work. Trey to Trey is a Suffolk, and he's part of him paying. So we have, and he brings us from a Gemara. Okay, it's in the Shmaitze. So we have now two more cases. The case of Rai, and the case of Chazaka in other Pretes
Okay, so we have these two more cases, and both of these, the Shachmanka, of days, says it doesn't help, which is all in line with the logic of the case.
Now, enter Rebbe Kiva Eger. Rebbe Kiva Eger in Tshuva Kuf Lamed Zayin. It's a short tshuva, easy to read. It says a lot, but in clear, concise sentences. The tshuva starts that in the Sefer Shoshana Soamakim, he's mesupik by trey betray if you go basarot. This which a Shmaitzer says, don't go basarot, it's a suffix in the Sefer Shoshana Soamakim, do you go basarot? So the Shoyal to Rabbi Kiva Eger asked, he asked the following. What's stronger? Raiv or the Chazaka in other prayer Tesman? Now don't jump up and say Ruba or Chazaka, Ruba or this. Because we're not talking here about a Chazaka de Meikara. Right? Chazaka de Meikara against Raiv, Raiv is better. Chazaka in other prayer Tesman means there's not a type of Chazaka de Meikara. It's an opposite. So, Zakti Shayil, what's stronger? Raiv? Or Chazaka in other prayer testimony? He says, let's see. By Raiv is a rule that Ein Hochim the Mammon Achah Raiv. Can be mighty Mammon with Raiv? Ein Hochim the Mammon Achah Raiv. Chazaka in other prayer testimony? We do go by Mammon if the Chazaka in other prayer testimony. Comes out, Chazaka in other prayer tesmanai is stronger than Rav. Chazaka in other prayer tesmanai is stronger than Rav. Good, good logic. Chazaka in other prayer tesmanai is able to change things, to make a person pay. You might see Mamun, Chazaka in other prayer tesmanai. Rav, you can't be might see Mamun. So the Shoyal said, Mado Chazaka in other prayer tesmana. Doesn't help by tray betray. So Rav Zicha doesn't help by tray betray. That's the Shoyal Svara. Shoyal fits well with the Shoyal Shmaitzer. Okay? Saying, Mado, the fifth example, in other tesmana. Doesn't help by tray betray. Zicha, Rav doesn't help by tray betray. So far, so good. But that's only the Shoyal to Rebbe Kiva Eger. Rebbe Kiva Eger himself answers Lav Dafka. He says, no, you're wrong. Why is he wrong? He says, you're right. You're not Maitzi Mammon with Rav. You are Maitzi Mammon with Chazaka and other Be'er Tesmanai. So Raya, Chazaka and Be'er Tesmanai is stronger than Rav. Still, by Trey Betray, why do we say Chazaka in Odom Tesmanai doesn't help? Because what is Chazaka in Odom Tesmanai? It's an Anansadi. Chazaka in Odom Tesmanai is an Anansadi. What does an Anansadi mean? An Anansadi is Eidim. Not two human beings Eidim. It's an Anansadi. The whole world is Eidim. An Anansadi. We know this is so. By Trey Betray, to air an Anansadi, it doesn't work. That's if it doesn't work. That's the type of an ansadi. Because an ansadi is Avis. Trey is Avis. Trey is Avis. More Trey Kameh. Masha'ein King Raiv. Raiv could work by Trey Betray. Raiv is not an ansadi. So maybe Raiv does work. That's the language of the Raiv. So, what do you think Rebbe Kiva Eger means? See, here, you can argue what he means. That's why I want to tell you his lush. Yes, he's good. And I said, he's stronger than Rebbe. I said, it doesn't work, Rebbe shouldn't work. So, I'll suggest one suggestion. I think we could argue what Rebbe Kiva Eger means. What do you think he means? It could be he holds that Rav is also Hanagas HaSeges. What is Rav? Rav, until today we said Rav is a Birur. It's probably that way. On the other hand, is Rav a strong Birur? Such a big Birur, Rav? How would you feel about it? You have two pieces of kosher meat and one piece of treif of meat, and there you don't know which is which. So the Rav says that you can eat one. Pitul Barayv is a little better. Let's say called the parish, move a parish. The butcher shop is this gala, the butcher makes an announcement. And by mistake, 500 chickens and I stole a treif. And 501 were kosher. So I tell the Rav, I bought chicken, what do I do? The Rav says, called the parish, move a parish. Are you ready to eat it? Anybody's ready to buy the chicken and eat it? You're not going to get a refund. Just halach is it's mutter. You're never going to get a refund. I don't know. I could be 100% sure it's mutter. I'd be very reluctant to eat it. It's right. Now, if two Eidim said this is the kosher one, I'd be much more comfortable. Now, if two Eidim said it, I'd be more comfortable. Rive. Still, poshet right is there. I can't get away from that. But it could be Rabbi Kide. What? By Rav, if I could be Mavar, I am Mavar. By Rav, Kol Hechadev Shalaburi Bakal, remember, not Kol Hechadev Shalaburi, because you need. I check the log, said, I don't know if I'll survive. I don't check the stomach. There's no absolute fear to be Mavar, by Rav. Because after the Meikar, there is. Right? Right, the Pashtus of Rav is that it's a bearing. Does Rabbi Kiva Eger mean? I'm thinking Rabbi Kiva Eger means that it's not really a mirror. You say differently. Maybe Rabbi Kiva Eger means what I just said. That Rav is not a mirror. Or maybe, and this I'm not sure, maybe Rabbi Kiva Eger means Rav is a mirror. But it's a different type of mirror. It's apples and oranges. You know, Adis is a type of mirror. Try to trade. Rav is another type of birur. So in that birur, you have a stalemate. Even Kaman Nisnu does. You have a stalemate. I want to go now bring rayas of Rav. Maybe that's what the Kidega means. I'm not sure. I thought it was a short shoe, but it's short, it's clear, it's mishmak. But he doesn't explain why he's mitzadeh that Rav works by trey v'trey. It's hard to say how he passed it. Because if you read the tshuva, it starts that the Sefer Shoshana Samakim is Mesopik. And the Shoyal asked the Kasha, and he's answering the Kasha. Not a Pesach Halacha. The Shoyal didn't ask. I have two Eidim say Yeseres, two don't say Yeseres, what should I do? So it's hard to say. I think we're best off calling it the Sefer of Rabbi Kiva Eger.
Here, on the side of the
here, by Paraitas Manai, which is an Asadi, there's no sheep in the world that's going to hold it helps by trade to trade. Here, nobody's going to hold it helps. First of all, it's a Gemara, that doesn't happen. And Svara, an Asadi, is Vaita. What is it? It's a type of Avis. And since an Asadi is a type of Avis, it doesn't work. So actually, Paraitas Manai, what we really mean is any type of an Ansadi is in this fifth category. You have Bigel, Shua, the one from yesterday, then you have Rav, and then the fifth category is an Ansadi, the example of which is another great Ansadi. But how we understand Rabbi Kiva Eger is very important. Important to know how we hold the Shach's cases. If he holds. See, the second column, Loi Mahani, is easy. They all command the Isnuhudani and Trey Kaneya, and finished. The second column is the easy column to learn. The first column, how people, Shach or the Rabbi Kivega, whoever it might be, places, how they hold that you could bring Rayas by Trey the Trey, that's where we struggle to know. They hold command the Lesnu, or if they hold that different kind of Rayas. Different story. different sort of right. What? Is Samanim also an Atsadi? Yes, for sure we have a way out. By Samanim. Again, what's your way out by Rav? If you say Rav is a bitter, probably it is. So what's our way out? To say it's a different type of Raya. So maybe Samanim is also a different type of Raya. At the end of the day, Samanim is also similar to an Atsadi. He knows the sin in his family. Yeah, two Adam don't help, and a weaker Raya helps. So it comes out. A few such places where you find such an idea. And we always say, Ruben, Chazak, Ruben, Adam. My mom and you are also right, you do go Basa Chazak. Koil. Does koil help by trade a tray? So this is a sugya in the Gemara about the Vashra Daf Lamed Beis. The Gemara brings the following case. There was a koil that someone's a cholol, a ben grusha. There was a koil, he's a ben grusha, and it was a kolagoy. A type of koil that were chayshish, by kuna, were chayshish for a koil. Meshesish were not chayshish for koil. You never pass on meshesish, make one zayr, it's based on koil. But my lebiyuchsin, by kuna, is that when there's a koil, so we're married him. Koil needs a rumor. I don't know if it ever happens that there's a koil. One of the conditions of koil has to be a koil about a person who has no enemies in town. There's no enemy. If he has enemies in town, they thought they're koil. So it has to be there's a koil about a person who has no enemies in town. So he's lucky he has some enemies and he doesn't have a problem. But anyway, there was a koil of such a person and they made a nice cholom. Then an eid echad came and said, I know he's a kosher. So eid echad is mevatel a koil. So we made him back into a koil. Then two eidim came and they said he's a ben grusha. Two eidim is stronger than one eid. So he might be in from kuhuna again. Then another eid echad came and said he's kosher. Okay, got it? A koil on Sunday, eid echad on Monday, two eidim on Tuesday, and another eid echad on Wednesday. Could be the same day too, I just... Okay. I didn't need that. I just meant to say that Varin. You have Kyle, Kyle he's no good, Edechad he's good, Tuaydim he's no good, Edechad he's good. At the end of the day, when the dust settles, you have Trey the Trey. So, by Trey the Trey, we put him back into the way he was in Eikara, the Chazaka of Eikara, and we make him a Kyle. What's the Gemara talking about? The Gemara talks about Zilusa de Beidina. It's a design to best, and you know, one day they say this, one day they say that, one day they say this, one day they say that. So it's a city. But the Ikka did is that Trey the Trey, Ukhmina, Acheskes Kahuna. We'd serve the two Eid Echad. You don't have to be, you don't have to say how God originally together. And we'd serve the two Eid Echad against the two Eidim. And we say, you go back to Chazaka the Meikara was that he was a Kayin, and we make him a Kayin. So the Shita Mekubetzes asks, Matakasha, a tray to tray, and you have a koil. Why don't you shtel on the koil? Before the first aid came, there was a koil that passed over. So frek the shita, tray to tray, go back to the original koil. Maybe I have a svar to compare it to this. Tray to tray, two items say is a koil, two items say is not a koil. So go back to the koil. The koil said, you're not a koil. That's what you're saying is, if commander lesnu, then we should go bas a koil. Well, if there's lesnu, then you go bas a koil. what? There is nothing. Two and two cancel each other out. No. What?
Every time someone says A, this
is like a cut. Okay, good. What? Before said best. What the Shita says, the Shem Darash, is that we attribute the Kail to these two people. You know, there are two people saying he's a Chol. It came to Bezin. Even before they came to Bezin, they didn't discover he's a Chol that day. They're saying that they remember his mother was a Grusha. So Zok Darash, you know, you don't go bust the Kail. We attribute this Kail to these Adam. So the Kail is not extra, it's two against two, the Kail is just the two. Rabbeinu Yaina says you don't go bust a Kail because Trei Kameya. So here you have the Feirish Rishayim who are arguing if you say Trei Kameya by Kail, by Trei. You say Trei Kameya again, it's Commander Isnuhu. Trei Kameya is Commander Isnuhu. So Rabbeinu Yaina holds, he'll be on the list of those who say that nothing like that. We have in six categories Kail. And we have the Rosh says, and Rosh says that the Emes of Kail helps. Just here it doesn't help because the Kail attributes to the Eidim, so there's no such thing. But the Etzem, the Raya, could help. And then the Yaina is above the Mishikim of the Etzem, above the Basra, the final days. So here we already have clear Yishayim. The first Taisus, I told you, are different Yersais and Taisus. But here, you already have clear Shitas HaRishayim on both sides, which you don't need if you have Shachat sides, but there's a flow in two ways of looking at Trei V'Trei. In the seventh, and probably the last now case that we're going to put on this chart, is case I had mentioned when we started. Trei V'Trei Ben Aguna. Two Eidim say the husband died. Two Eidim say the husband didn't die. Chazak in Meikara, she's Neishas Ish. She's not allowed to remarry. That's easy. If she remarries, he forced her to give again. He forced him to give her again. He misses Teitze. Except Nisus Lecha Meideha, she marries one of the Eidim who says, I know for sure he's dead. Plus, the woman also says, I know for sure he's dead. So the Bari works. The Bari works by Trei V'Trei. Come on. Trei V'Trei and Bari works. Someone pointed out yesterday, even here, Bari only works for the Eidim. Nisus Lecha. This is not telling them to get married. But I'll put him here, you have Trei V'Trei and Bari. If I asked you, Bari, and any one of the six things on the board, I think you'd say Bari is the weakest. A big deal. The person, the Baal Din, is always a Bari. If you want to get married, a Bari. It's a Tepliya. All the... You're right. There's the Chazal set up a system where she stands to lose a lot if her husband walks in a lot. So step carefully. So it's not a regular Bari, it is a... What does it become? What? Become stronger than a regular Bari. What would you say? What? It's a proof of some sort. Since she stands so much to lose, you should not commit to it. It's a very strong proof. But you realize what you're doing, Baruch. They're saying it's a strong proof, you get yourself in trouble. You're saying by Trei V'Trei, strong proofs work. Right? That's what he's saying. Now, don't feel bad saying it. Turn to Taisus Pechasim and Beis. Taisus is the Kasha. Same Taisus is in Baba Basra. Ksubas Chavez and Abez, I'm sorry. And both of us, and both. The Tap Taisvis, Vaimeri. And this is an aside that Taisvis Ksubas and Taisvis Bava Vassar bring you B'Shem Rebbeinu Tam. Vaimeri. The Ri is asking why Bari helps by trade to trade. Demasha Isha Daikol Mintzuva Mari Leila Chazaka. The fact that Isha Daikol Mintzuva takes away a Cheskaseshish Ish. Mishnai Barim is Gaushan of the Samach Nami Daikol. If Isha Yareya, Shri Vayuay, the Vizim Waydel, Yifslu Isam Gazalusa, Lachi Lai Machmina La Chazaka. We have Sai by Shnai Barim is Gaushan, Shnai Barim is Gaushan. Sai by Shnai Maimrim, Maze Baila, Shnai Maimrim, Maze Baila. That she is afraid. She's afraid he'll walk in alive. She's afraid that if she knows that Edom are false, she's afraid that Edom will end up in trouble. If she knows they're telling the truth, no problem. But she's afraid if she's really suspicious that they're false, they'll be caught. Therefore, it's Mari Lai Lachazak. What's going on with this Taisus? Going on? You have trade to trade. Bari works. In fact, Taisus, why does Bari work? So Taisus, Ishadaiko Mintzuva. So why Ishadaiko Mintzuva? Ishadaiko Mintzuva is a proof. It's like Chazaka doesn't pray to his man. The Chazaka woman doesn't remarry unless she checks into it. So, why does it help? Why does this raya help? Yishtaiko mintzava. Why does it help? I trade the tray. Doesn't make it good, he's making it worse. Bari, I can think of other pshatim in Bari. But Yishtaiko mintzava, that's a proof. Well, why does a proof help? I trade the tray. The way it is now, not the way it was before the Edom. You say? The way it was before the Edom was the Cheskes Heshes Hesh. But before anybody remarries, trey betray, we do go bust the Cheskes Heshes Hesh. Before she says she's a Bari. Now when she says she's a Bari, that is Mara the Chazak Meikara of Eishes Ish. The way it is now. See, two Eidim were already Mara the Cheskes Eishes. Two Eidim said the husband died. So that's already, I can't say it's Mara the Chazak Eishes Ish, Meikara, she was Zichen Eishes Ish, everyone agrees. Question is, did the husband die? Then he died. So say, Eishadakum Mitzvah is Mara the Chazak Eishes Ish. Really, two Eidim also. The Trekameya. Taisus says that Isha Daiko Mitzvah by Bari works. What? What's Kechazaka mean? He's the Cheskeseisha Sishmeikara. But isn't every single one of these things Mara the Chazaka the Meikara? In all the cases, I should say all, at least the many of them, two Eidim are saying the Chazaka the Meikara doesn't exist anymore. Two Eidim are saying the Chazaka the Meikara still exists. And we're saying, Ukmina Chazaka the Meikara. So two Eidim are married. Two Eidim are Mechazikim. Plus, Daiko Mitzvah is also Mara. Taisus. You can't sit here in a classroom almost 1,000 years after Taisus and say different shot. But we'll talk about it anyway. But Taisus says it. Taisus says that by Bari, Isha Daiko Mintzuva the helps. Taisus says that. That's the unpopular column. The first column is the column that's not the way we prefer to go. We understand Kamad Yisnu. There seems to be Kamad Lesnu. So we'll complete the chart by sticking in Bari.
We don't mean every Bari. We mean the Bari of Yishadat or Mitzvah. So we have here Tosfos, okay, yes, that says, now go into the world. If we'll find some of this that is cashing to the different parents,
so we're going to put it on the other side of the column. Right now, we have Tosfos. Yeah. Okay, till now, everything, I'm not more than a tzina de peiri. We're collecting, it's very geschmack to collect something like this, because each case by itself will sit here and think, is it command yisnu, command alesnu, right? I don't have any Maron Bokum that collected these places. Just over the years, and learning tray, so first you had one case, had two cases, had three cases, some holy day seven cases. What really happens with the seven cases is that we get a clarkite that there are two ways to learn, by tray to tray, if other rayas do help or don't help. It's not that we found one machloikis and we're postulating that there could be, yeah, could be not. That's not what's happening. It's pervasive in all the sugyas of tray to tray that there is such a disagreement. If come on this, do it, come on the left. Now,
both things are a proof that it's an amenity. We have rice, only rice other way that come up with a rice.
Right.
I remember it was just an idea that stone is badai, it's not just the badai, it's the necklace to make it all about the other.
Okay, this is what I wanted to say. It's the schmack that you're thinking of it. What I would have learned in Bari, now what I'm telling you now is probably wrong, unless we find some support for it. But I had mentioned in the past a shaila. What is the din about something I don't need bezin for? Mominus, I have a sifsuch, I need bezin. You know, kiddushin, gerushin, yibum, maybe I need bezin. But let's say it's a personal suffix. I have a piece of meat. Two eidim say the meat is treif. I know the meat is kosher. Now, right away, people jump in and maybe make a mistake. So I'm not going to say, let's say I have two eidim, and they blackmail me. They say, if you don't do this, we'll say this, that your animal's treif. I know for sure the two eidim are shakron. The two eidim walk into Bezdin, and Bezdin gives a clap on the table. They say the animal, all the meat is treif. It's upset Bezdin. And Bezdin warns, if somebody eats this, you're going to get malchus from the Vela. It's the Vela, treifa. You got Malchus. Shaila. Am I allowed to go home and eat the meat? Of course, I'm not going to eat it in front of two eidim with Asra, because if I did that, holy, I get Malchus. I won't get Malchus. Not worth it for a piece of meat. But I'll go to my house, pull all the window shades down, make sure no one's looking, and eat the meat. I know it's kosher meat. What do you say? You're allowed to, you're not allowed to. No. You think I could? The God Ladar, the Rosh Sanhedrin, telling me I can't. You're telling me I could. If I would have that information, if they would know what I know they would say it's okay. So I'm allowed to eat it. Everyone agrees I'm allowed to eat it, right? Follow up question to that: what is Bezdin mixing in for? If I know your food is treif, why am I going to Bezdin? Not their business. I should come to you, tell you it's treif, and you do what you understand. People have to go to Bezdin, say someone's meat is treif. Bit of a kasha, no? So tell me, Taka, they didn't go to, who said they went to Bezdin? I sit here and I say, in case they went to Bezdin, now I'm missing a kasha myself. Why'd they go to Bezdin? But he didn't go to Bezdin. Okay. I could ask Kasha to mice if I made it up myself, right? No, but Shaila is. Wait, you're making up. I made up the case. I'm going to ask Kasha on my case. You're right. If there's no Gad in Tyrone, I mean, you're right. Makis Tafezim and Aleph. Shema Rim. That Isha Zugrusha. Isha Shema Rim Ben Grusha Machalutza Hizu. The Shayim say he's a Navinasu Zainanim. It's Kesti and Tafezim and Aleph. Two ways to come in to say Aedis. That Ben Grusha Machalutza, this means it's not a Kayin. And they become Zaynimin. Einayim Rim, Yasuzeb, and Grusha Betroza Tachta, Ella. What happens? Like our Bible. Now I'm not making up the story, the mission is. Two Adam come, somebody's a Kayin, they go over to the man, they say, listen, you're not a Kayin. You're not a Kayin. You're a Yisrael, you're a Cholo, your mother's a Grusha. We were there, she was a Grusha before she married your father, and you are a Cholo. Why are they coming to Bezna? What are you doing in Bezna? It's a personal shaila. I'm telling you, you're a Kayin. You're not a Kayin. What's not Gamina? You're not a Kayin. Don't eat truma. We don't eat truma. I go home, pull my window shades, and eat the truma. And if I know you're lying, if I trust you, say, I won't eat truma. What does that have to do with Bezna? Reb Chaim in the Grach HaLashas is the Kasha. He is the Kasha on the Mishnah Makkos. What has it got to do with Beis Din? Hard to understand. Well, why are you going to Beis Din for? You could think of a case where it's an afkamin and dinim amin. You could come up with cases. But that's not my point. We're not learning Makis now. I wanted to, but we're not. We're learning now tray to tray with a bari. How would I learn the Gemara on Peches? You have tray to tray and a bari. So one of the Aden gets married to this woman. The woman says, I'm sure. Now, I've been in many chasanas. We never had a Bezdin pastor they could get married. They get married. You need a Bezdin? You know, the Masada Kedushin doesn't even have to have a beard. You don't even need a Masada Kedushin. All you need is two Aden. And two Aden don't have to have an opinion on the matter. They don't have to say, I know this is a chal, this is not a chal, the husband's alive, husband's dead. Two Aden just witness it. A man goes over to a woman and he gives her a ring. He says, we're married. Two Adam saw it. We're married. So they come to Bez and they scream, that Trey betray, how could you get married? So they say, we're sure. We're barred. We're going home, we're pulling the shades, we're living as man and wife. Is it a nice Bez? I would have assumed that Bari works, because it's no one else's business. It has to do with what I do in my house. If it's something that I need Bezdin for, I need Bezdin for. Here, I don't need Bezdin to get married. I don't need Bate Dinim. It's not a Maisa Bezdin. Yibum is a Maisa Bezdin. Need a Bezdin. Git, we don't know. It says in the Ramah, the Minig is to have a Bezdin. We don't know why the Minig is to have. The Ramah doesn't even say need a Bezdin. He says, Eilei Sebalayla, we understand it means you need a Bezdin for a get. Well, in Gittin, I told you, it's not Florida that you need a Bezdin for a Gittin. But maybe, the Kedushin, no one says you need. So they get married, they're a bari. Now, Bezdin, and this is Taitse. Doesn't need Mrs. Taitse. It means if she gets married, Bezdin tells them, get divorced. So if they're not a bari, they get divorced. And they're a bari, that doesn't need Bezdin. This is how I would have learned that Peches and Bezdin. To wait and say, two Aden say, and she has a bari. So that's my original question. If she says, I'm sure these Aden are lying, she wants to go home and live her private life as a married person, is that different than eating the veils and traitors? Unless they ask, what they ask a shayla, they have to show that. It's funny, I started by asking you, if two Aden go to Bezna, and they say, hey, this is the veil. Am I allowed to? And they went, two Aden go to Bezna, and so I started the shayla. Two Aden go to Bezna, they say this is the veil, can I go home, pull down my shades and eat it? So I think everybody felt that you could. So if a woman knows, these two Aden blackmailed her, they're going to say, hey, this, whatever. And they go and they say, hey, this, the husband is alive. And she knows it's not true. There's something wrong with her living them herself. it could be that this is different. You create Shalos and Mamzeris in Klal Yisrael. You have a child. There's no call the child a Safik Mamzer. It's trade to trade. There's no call the child Safik Mamzer. She'll say, I'm Bari, he's not a Mamzer. What's going to happen to him? I mean, a Torah Safik Mamzer is Kasha. Mamzer Vadev, like Mamzer Safik. In Rabbanan, a Safik Mamzer is worse than a Mamzer. So if Mamzer can't marry a Mamzer, can't marry a Kasha. Only marry a Ger. You're right, but they say same thing by Nevela. If you argue with my original Hanacha, by Nevela also, if two Adam see him eat it, they can give him out. And yet, most people who I asked the Shaila to agree, they can pull down the shades and eat the meat in his house, if he's Bari. Unless you don't agree with that. You be a Kodah, you can.
Every
Bezer's not listening to his Bari. Amoida, if he eats in a veil in front of Eidim, we'll get Malchus. Amoida to that. You can't tie in Bezer and Bari at least. The Bezer doesn't listen to a Bari of about the other. Yet, I think most people assume that to go home, pull down his window shades, and eat it is mutter. Unless you, you disagree with that Hanacha. Because I know Bezer will be giving me Malchus, me, whoever it is, Malchus, erroneously. They fooled the Bezer. What did you get fooled? Like better what I said or what Tyson said? Ezra, I know, like Tyson said that. What I said makes sense. A Bari, I could be Bari in my own house. I could do my own Bari. That's not going to make sense. If I'm a Sufik, that's not telling me what to do. Even then, I don't know how Bezos is going to find my address to ask me. I'd have to have spies all over the place. Honest people go to best. Bezos wants to do what he wants to do. I guess he doesn't go to best. And this is Tetzai, I guess, means whatever Bezos can do, they do with Tetzai. We'll try to find out. That who brings it? The Ram brings from the Ritva, a Daikol Mitzvah is an Ansadi, which makes us problems, doesn't it? But the only line in the whole chart that we have nobody is an Ansadi. The Ram brings from the Ritva. The Bari doesn't work. An Ansadi does work. Everything. I understand that. How can an Ansadi work? Eidim doesn't work, and Sadi works. They must hold Trey the Trey Kavai Goles, the Chalap office. Chalap office. Okay. So at the end of the day, we have two Mahalchim and Trey the Trey. All big Sugis and Shas have one Yisaydis Nika Chakira. And this, as you see, is consistently what it depends on, if it's Ishnu or it's Lesnu. Now, we talk about Trey V'Trey Sfeke D'Raisa, Sfeke D'Rabbanan. Trey V'Trey Sfeke D'Raisa means that Trey V'Trey you cannot shtel l'chazak. You don't go about the chazak to the Ekara. Trey V'Trey is an absolute positive suffix. You can have such a thing. And absolutely, definitely clear, we don't know. Don't tell me we know this way, don't tell me we know that way. Everything we do has to be l'chumra, we don't know. That's fake derisa. You don't shtel l'chazak. Which, the way we understand, means it's command isnu. Even chazaka doesn't work, it's not even a bir esfekas chazaka. It's not even the mevar anything, it's just an hugas esfekas. And chazaka, you don't go on chazaka. Trey, betray, the sake of the Raisa must mean command is new. They have to be that they're here. It'd be different. Trey, betray, sake of the Rabbanon. He's been at Torah Yishtal and Chazaka. Wow, that's a different story. Trey, betray, Yishtal and Chazaka the Meikara. So it depends. If Chazaka the Meikara is a type of Raya, then it's a Raya, you hold the Mandalasnu. If Chazaka the Meikara is just an Hagas HaSekis, and it's not a riot. B'chol HaPachis, this has to be the Machlokes. All the Rishayim pask in Sveka Derabanan, it's going to say Gemara, but the Rambam, could be I'm missing another Rishon, I don't know, the Rambam pask in Sveka Derabanan, Sveka Derabanan. We don't have the Rambam in this chart anywhere, but the Rambam is locked in. If he holds, you don't go bus a chazak in the main car by tray to tray, he absolutely must hold, you don't go bus anything else. Because Fazakh the Meikara is just an hoga what you do by Sveikis, and the Rambam holds Yonga was Fazakh the Meikara, so he must be old Shrekabeya. He holds that 2 8 and are such strong rayas on each side that there's nothing to do, you must say it's a Safi. There are no 2 8 for it. The Gemara calls it Sveikid Arayas. The question is if later when the Gemara says Vesu, Chem Chasing the Rabbanon. So that is the maskana. Gemara started Sveka Derayis. Gemara says Vesu. It's not true. It's Sveka Derabanan. Pashut the Gemara. That's the maskana. Now there is a machloikis Rashi and Taisis in Pshat of the Shak Levitarian. Ibishnei Kitiyeh. There's actually three sheets. Rashi, Taisis, and the Rabban and the Rashba. In the Shak Levitarian of the Gemara later. It's complicated, and it's something you have to work on. And Shira taught to speak out two pshat in the Shak Levitarian. So please try to work on Rashi Taisis. Then we turn to the case of Barshatya. At the bottom of the page, we have Barshatya in Ksuvas Daf Chaf. We had him above a Basra also, but the Taisis above a Basra, and Arifas on Barshatya. So, coming attractions, we're going to deal with these two things.